Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Yeah, we got news that didn't make the news here in a minute. Also, want to give you a heads up, the 6-song Stitch to Harry Styles is at 7:40. And today we're going to have a clue that ought to help you with song number 3 in the Q102 6-song Stitch.
Mm.
Yeah. I could tell you that song 1 and song 2 have been correctly identified, at least that I'm aware of.
Yep. So we're a third of the way there.
Possibly more.
All right.
But yeah, we'll have a brand new clue as well. The stitches are a little longer than they were. Each day they get a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, all the songs featured in the Stitch are related to Harry Styles in some way.
In some way, shape, or form.
And these are songs that have been played at some point.
Right.
On Q102.
Right.
And I would just like to add, if you get through and there's songs you don't know, just make a guess.
Throw some things out there.
Move it along, you know?
Because we can at least eliminate ones that, that definitely aren't it.
So maybe write down now 6 songs that you think could be on there, you know.
Yeah.
You could get lucky.
Then you'll be ready.
Yeah. To be loved.
So we'll do that at 7:40 this morning here at Q102. Okay. All right. No one loves the iPhone more than this guy. Wait till you hear this story. It's pretty cool. Also, the top things kids feel insecure about. And please don't cook your chicken in NyQuil.
Please.
It is Wednesday, the... Oh!
Yeah.
You know what today is?
What?
Ha!
Do you remember?
Oh!
21st!
21st of September.
That's right.
You're right. You're right, it is.
That is such a great song.
Is that a great song?
Do you remember?
Yes. Yeah. That was one of Kim Kardashian's wedding songs when she married Chris Humphries. Wasn't that his name?
The basketball player?
The basketball guy. She had the whole band there.
That's a great choice. We played that at our wedding.
I love that song. It's such a great song. Fun, and it stands the test of time, you know?
Yeah. And it's the last day of summer.
Yeah.
Which is going out with a heat blast.
It is. We'll take it.
It's going out fighting.
We're hitting the pool.
But fall's rolling in tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Oh, God,
yeah. Finally, sweater weather.
Until Jeff, I think they said that it's going to be a low of 48 on Friday.
It's taking a turn.
This always stresses me out as a parent because I'm like, what am I supposed to do about the clothes for the kid?
Oh, sweater weather.
She's definitely going to lose those layers.
And now there's plants that I have to concern myself with. I need to call my friends at Burns, see which ones I need to bring inside. I just don't know.
Well, don't assume you can relate to someone in their 20s just because they're wearing a shirt with your favorite band's logo on it. There's a solid chance they've never even heard their music.
Like AC/DC?
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal, actually, they just did a big write-up on how old band logos are trending right now. They talked to a dad who was all excited when his 17-year-old daughter bought a Rolling Stones shirt and a Metallica shirt.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
See those.
And he was like, whoa, that's so cool. And she's like, yeah, I don't even know. He's like, what are you talking about? She couldn't name a single song by either of them.
I fully blame this on Old Navy. Because when you go there, they have, and Target, huge walls of t-shirts with classic bands on them. Even country people like Johnny Cash and things like that.
Well, you remember back in the day where in some schools, it was probably more prevalent then than it is now, where it's not cool to wear like a band t-shirt, especially if it was like Megadeth or some band that had an inappropriate picture.
Yeah.
You know, these days now, they talk to a middle school teacher in St. Louis who she sees those shirts now, like every day. And he said, it's always a letdown when the kids aren't actually fans and they can't name one song.
Yeah. That's so funny.
You should give them extra credit if they can.
Right.
You know, like, all right, you're getting 100 points if you can name 2 songs from AC/DC.
So why are we seeing then so many of these shirts worn by young people? Well, it's because big retailers sell them, like Urban Outfitters and Walmart. And a new survey found it really is a trend. 25% of Americans have worn a shirt for a band they weren't familiar with. And for people under the age of 30, it's 41%. In fact, a poll last year found the most popular band logo shirts are, you were right, Jen, AC/DC is at the top of that list. Pink Floyd is on there as well. Aerosmith, Queen, and Green Day.
Kohl's has had these forever.
Oh, really?
I think yeah. I've seen them at Kohl's and Target both.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, Walmart forever has been selling those retro MTV t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Too, oh, nice.
Really cool. All right, an annual study looked at the happiest states. We talk about, you know, what country in the world is the happiest countries in the world. But if we were to just zoom in on the U.S., what states in the union are the happiest and which states are the least happy? And how do you determine that? Well, all 50 states were ranked based on 30 different metrics. Those metrics included stuff like emotional and physical health, current career satisfaction, the unemployment rate in that state, the life expectancy in that state, reported depression in that state, sleep quality, and the weather they've been having. And the 10 happiest states in the U.S., it might not surprise you that Hawaii is at number one, followed by Maryland, which my sister-in-law moved to Maryland last year, and she loves it. She lives in Annapolis. Yeah, she just loves being near the water, and she loves the quality of life where she lives.
That's a cool town.
I was going to say, I went up there one time for a Baltimore, like a Ravens-Bengals game, and we stayed in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I was only there for like a day and a half, but it was so much fun.
Yep.
And the food was incredible.
Well, and I mean, it's mid-Atlantic, so you're sort of central to everything. You're a short train ride away from New York, or you've got your own international airport in Baltimore, or a quick jaunt to D.C., and you can fly just about anywhere internationally from there. So Maryland is number two on the list, followed by Minnesota, Utah, New Jersey, Idaho, California. California made the list of the 10 happiest states.
Wow.
So did Illinois. Nebraska and Connecticut.
Huh. Has anybody been to Nebraska?
I've driven through.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like there's much there. That's what I'm asking.
No. But they're happy there. 10 least happy, not surprisingly, West Virginia.
That's a rough go in West Virginia.
It really is rough there.
Yeah.
Rough in Louisiana, too. Arkansas, some parts anyway. It's tough in Kentucky, especially Eastern Kentucky these days.
Yep, for
Alabama,
sure.
Mississippi, Oklahoma, although Oklahoma is trying to claw its way back. Tennessee, New Mexico, and Missouri. Right in the middle of the 25th state, which apparently doesn't lean happy or unhappy, is Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. They're just content.
I guess. Kind of keep to themselves, Wyoming. Earlier this year, there was a TikTok health trend called the Sleepy Chicken Challenge.
Yeah, where, health trend. Put that in quotation marks.
Oh,
yeah.
That's definitely in quotation marks.
Hell no.
This one didn't pop up in my feed.
Yeah, me neither. This is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah, well, we had seen a statistic that said like 80% of the information, or possibly more than that, that you find on TikTok is inaccurate anyway. And here's an example of that. The Sleepy Chicken Challenge, where people were supposedly boiling chicken in NyQuil. Some people claimed it could be a cure for a cold. No. For most of us, common sense immediately would flag that as an obvious no. But for others, doctors felt compelled to come out right away and warn about the dangers. And now the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued an alert. The FDA says boiling a medication can make it much more concentrated and change its properties in unpredictable ways. And even if you don't eat it, just cooking
inhaling it
can wreak havoc on your lungs because you would be inhaling the vapors.
This is so stupid.
Scary stuff.
Yeah.
And just dumb.
Half of me is like, thanks for the warning. The other half of me is survival of the fittest.
Yeah, I had that thought.
I just feel upset that we have to have conversations like this.
Wow. It's the world we live in.
I know, girl.
The FDA's report seems to be a broader warning to parents about the serious danger of social media trends, which can cause harm and even kill people. It's unclear if people are actually still doing this sleepy chicken nonsense or if it's mostly died out, but I just felt the need to go on the record anyway.
Mm-hmm.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hi, it's Tim, and if you're like me, you want to savor all of the seasons. When you replace your outdated windows with new ones from Universal Windows Direct, they're going to open smoothly to enjoy those summer breezes and lock and close perfectly to keep that cold air in on a hot, humid day.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
All right, the new iPhone 14 came out last Friday, and there's a guy in India who couldn't wait. I mean, he literally refused to wait. His name is Dheeraj Palil. He's an early adopter of the iPhone 14, someone who, you know, he likes to... He's like that about everything tech, you know. He likes to get the newest tech right when it comes out. So last week, talk about dedication. This guy bought a plane ticket. He flew 1,800 miles from southern India to Dubai just to get the new iPhone a few hours before he could have gotten it if he had stayed home.
Whoa. He did all of that for a few hours.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be like flying from Cincinnati to Vegas. He spent $1,600 on the phone itself and another $500 on plane tickets.
When he could have waited a few hours.
Yeah.
All to get the iPhone 14 when he already had the iPhone 13 in his pocket.
It sounds like he makes too much money. What's he do for a living? I need to know.
Yeah, good question. And this is not the first time he's done it. He also flew to Dubai to get the newest iPhone in 2017, 2019, and 2021. But each of those times, the new model wasn't hitting India until 10 to 15 days later. So, I mean, I suppose that would make it a little more worth it.
Right.
But he only got it a few hours early this time, but says it was still worth it. He loves the thrill of lining up outside the Apple store. He just loves the energy associated with it, the excitement. And he just likes being one of the first people to get their hands on it.
Hey, everybody's got their thing.
At least he's not cooking chicken in NyQuil.
That we know of.
No. Too busy flying in Dubai. I mean, what would you fly far away to stand in a line to get to be one of the first for? Would it be like a new kid's meet and greet or something?
What about food? Is there any, like, food item if they had, like, the first whatever of the season, the first lobster of the season or something?
I don't think so.
I don't think there's anything I would go to all that.
There's a liquor store in Madeira.
Bourbon, that's a good one.
Where they line up, like, every Thursday, I'm told. I haven't done it, but
that
I guess...
The truck drops off the good stuff.
Yeah, and I don't think they necessarily know what it is, but it's usually like a...
Yeah, I've seen people do that.
High-end allocation where they just kind of roll the dice and hope they land something good.
And the same with the party stores. Remember when they got all that old Pappy Van Winkle and people were lined up waiting to do that too? I could see
they're still paying top dollar.
But people could fly in to get that very rare bourbon. I could see people maybe doing that.
For sure.
I'd do it for maybe like some world-renowned autism expert that that was impossible to get up next to. But was doing some sort of
something. Yeah, and you could spend the day with him or something.
Even like 10 minutes, you know, that I would do.
There was an auction some years back on Omaze where you could hang out with Tom Brady, Ben Affleck, and Matt Damon for a day.
Oh, God, that would be awesome.
And they had like a whole day plan, and that just seemed like it would be really cool.
Really cool.
Yeah, if you had the opportunity.
Yeah.
Also this morning, after 53 years and 4,600 episodes, the Sesame Street writers, they must have a hard time coming up with new episode ideas. But here's one that's all teed up for them. A 16-year-old kid in Canada is facing charges after carjacking someone on a road in Toronto called Sesame Street.
Ah, that's wrong.
Think about this.
That doesn't happen on Sesame Street.
Have you ever actually been on a Sesame Street, like a street that was named Sesame Street?
At Sesame Place. Yeah, in Pennsylvania when I went there.
Well, yeah, the amusement park. But I'm just saying, like, an average run-of-the-mill street that just coincidentally happens to be named Sesame Street.
I love it, though. I'd live on Sesame Street.
Yes, think about how happy you would be all the time.
There's a Sesame Street in Union Township, Ohio.
Is there?
Yeah, is it really? Yeah, this happened on September 10th. He and another guy walked up to a car with masks on, pulled a knife, told the driver to hand over the keys. There were three people in the car, and it sounds like two female passengers may have been in on it.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, cops tracked down the 16-year-old. He's facing charges for armed robbery and possession of stolen property. And last I heard, they were still trying to find the other guy and two passengers.
That is not cool.
No.
Don't be doing that. It sounds like you were very Oscar the Grouch.
That's not cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, real quick. How old were you when you started feeling self-conscious about your looks? Do you remember what the age was?
Yes.
You suddenly felt self-conscious
Five.
About your looks.
The day I got my glasses.
Oh. He had a very traumatic childhood experience with the glasses.
When the kindergarten teacher said, look, Tim got glasses. You can call him Four Eyes. It was laying the foundation for a beautiful relationship with school.
She said that?
She was a bitch.
She would have gotten fired.
She was a horrible lady.
And Tim
horrible
was such
lady.
A, wow. He was such a horrible gentle lady. Child. That just probably felt like a full-on assault,
horrible
didn't it?
Horrible lady.
Because you were just
Tim
doing your sweet
stories,
little thing. You were just being your own sweet little guy.
I'm just trying to see the damn board,
just,
lady.
That's all you want is to see the board,
you know?
and just be there. And man,
Dr. Maxim,
she started
was her name.
Swinging.
Yes.
That is not nice.
No, it's wrong.
I never remember getting made fun of for glasses, always for being overweight. That was kind of it. But I didn't really think I knew that I was fat until somebody said it to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
When you're a little older, you're like, oh, I just thought,
wait a minute.
This is how I'm supposed to be.
Right. It was when Brad Anderson broke up with me because my mom cut off all my hair and he told me I wasn't cute anymore. And I just spent an entire evening with Brad Anderson and I make
that was the bowl haircut, right?
He knows Dorothy Hamill haircut.
Yeah.
Because then you couldn't tell if I was a boy or a girl is what they are. You a boy or a girl? Yeah.
Well, feeling self-conscious about your looks can happen even earlier for kids today. And a new study looked at the top things that might be affecting your child's self-esteem. Researchers polled parents with kids between 8 and 18, and nearly two-thirds said their child is self-conscious about their looks. Two-thirds.
That's sad.
Here are the top things kids are feeling insecure about right now, or at least the ones parents know about. Acne was the number one answer on the board. 32% of the parents said that their kid is currently self-conscious about their skin.
I remember being that. Like, I never had a lot of acne, but I would have, like, a massive zit for, like, 2 weeks at a time, you know? And
right.
I remember being, like, even thinking, what if I put a Band-Aid on it? That's only going to draw more attention. Do I do the Band-Aid or do I just leave it?
Right.
Yeah.
And then makeup. You start caking makeup on top of it.
And then it gets worse.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is no fix it.
And they're never along the hairline or like underneath
it's
your chin.
Like,
it's on your nose or right by your mouth or on your cheek.
Right on.
It's really obvious.
In one of the creases.
And all those remedies, the Stridex and the
Oxys,
none of that stuff worked.
Toothpaste. I remember putting toothpaste on them.
None of it worked.
What was the Breeze? There was something.
Ugh. Yeah. Totally agree.
Weight was the number two answer on the board. Their weight.
And I always feel like that's because of others. Other people making you feel that way or saying things like that to you. Hopefully your parents aren't putting that in your head.
So acne, weight, their hair, their teeth. Although a lot of kids at that age are probably getting braces. So it's like you're in the club once you get the braces on.
Mm. Well, an 8-year-old's, I mean, that's when you kind of like have weird teeth because you haven't lost all of your baby stuff yet. And then you also have like a lot of grown up teeth. So it looks kind of different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Their height, I guess, if you're really short or really tall, you feel like you stand out. And their facial features, although not as many, but it was in the top six. Feeling a little insecure is normal, by the way, as long as it does not interfere with their social life or school. But parents can help by teaching them about body diversity and that TV shows and ads tend to set unrealistic standards.
Yep.
It is 7:35 with Jeff and Jen. Coming up next, the Q102 Six Songs Stitched to Harry Styles.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.